Okay, here it goes, Nash. Okay. Now, this is from, of course, we've already told who the thing is from, so you'll kind of know what standpoint this is coming from. Day one. It's 12 days of Christmas here. I went to the door today, and the postman delivered a partridge in a pear tree. What a thoroughly delightful gift. I couldn't have been more surprised. With deepest love and affection, Violet. Day two. Dearest Bob, today the postman brought your very sweet gift. Just imagine, two turtle doves. I'm delighted at your very thoughtful gift. They are just too adorable. My everlasting love, Violet. Day three. Dear Bob, oh, aren't you the extravagant one? Now I actually must protest. I don't deserve such generosity. Three French hens. They are just darling, but I must insist that you've been too kind. All my love, Violet. Day number four. Today the postman delivered four calling birds. Now they really are beautiful, but don't you think enough is enough? You're being just too romantic. Love, Violet. Day number five. Dear Bob, what a marvelous surprise. Today the postman delivered five gold rings, one for every finger. You are just impossible, but I love it. To tell you the truth, all these birds really squawk a lot and are getting on my nerves. Affectionately, Violet. Day number six. Bob. Today the postman knocked and ran. When I opened the door, there were actually six geese a-laying on my front steps. So you're back into the birds again. These geese are huge. What in the name of creation will I do to keep them? The neighbors are complaining, rightfully so, and it is impossible to sleep through this racket. Now, let this be the end of this. Cordially, Violet. Day number seven. Bob, what the hell's with you and these f***ing birds? Seven swans of swimming? I mean, what kind of joke is this? There's bird shit all over the house and they never stop with the racket. Stop with this sadistic nonsense. This is not funny and I'm very unhappy. Sincerely, Violet. Day number eight. Okay, pal, what the screaming hell am I going to do with eight maids of milking? Jesus, I think I prefer the damn birds. The damn maids of milking had to bring the damn cows. Now there's cow shit all over my lawn and bird shit all over the house and I cannot move my feet. Just leave me the hell alone, smart ass. Day number nine. Listen, head. You're a sadistic. So now I have nine pipers piping in my front yard and they're standing knee deep in cow shit. And this is after they're chasing his maids around all night long, consequently upsetting the cows to the point that they're all now stepping all over the damn screeching birds, and the neighbors have started the petition to evict me. Up yours. Day number 10. You rotten Now there's 10 ladies dancing. I don't know why I call those ladies. They've been those damn pipers all night long. Now the damn cows can't sleep and they all got the Everything has turned into a river of The commissioner of zoning and the building inspector has subpoenaed me just so I can give them causes why my home should be condemned. I'm calling the police and I mean it, by God. Day 11. Listen, kid. Never in my wildest imagination did I ever think that I would be the witness to 11 lords leaping on that many maids and ladies. They took those broads like Grant took Richmond, and they'll never walk exactly right again. I wasn't the only witness, by the way. The 60 Minutes camera crew and staff were just now loading up the camera and equipment on a chartered plane and are racing against time to have the first Christmas special ever on pay TV. For the record, all 23 of those damn birds are dead. They're trampled to death in the orgy. As God is my witness, somehow, someday I will get you. I never want to see your face again as long as I live. Miss Violet Monica Habershan. Day 12. Law offices Goldstein, Silverberg, and O'Reilly. Dear sir, this is to acknowledge receipt of your latest gift of 12 drummers drumming, which you have seen fit to inflict upon our client, Miss Violet Monica Habershan. The destruction, of course, was total. All correspondence should come to our attention. If you should attempt to reach Miss Habershan at the Chartered Glades Sanitarium, the attendants have been instructed to shoot you on sight. With this letter, please find attached a warrant for your arrest. Merry Christmas.
Oh my God. That poor woman.
And all that cost him a whole lot of money, you know.
$19,732.14.
Not including court costs.